Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
As a nation, we generated 14 million tonnes of waste in 2018, the latest figures available from the Environmental Protection Agency. One worrying figure from the EPA report on waste statistics is that recycling rates have started to fall for the first time in nearly 20 years. I'm joined now by Mary Frances Rochford, Programme Manager with the EPA Climate Change and Circular Economy Programme. Mary, We bumped along there at 40% recycling rates for a very, very long time, and then in 2018 it dropped by 2%. Do you have any idea what happened?
Yes, well, Philip, good evening. What we're seeing here in the report that we produced this week is that Ireland's waste management practices have changed significantly, in fact, over the past two decades. We've seen some good news in terms of landfill disposal falling sharply to just 16% in 2018, so just to highlight a positive. And as you say, our recycling rates, they were increasing steadily in the early 2000s. They stagnated at about 40% and have since declined now to 38% in 2018. And we also see that waste sent for energy recovery has increased from 7% in 2011 up to 43% in 2018. And there are a number of reasons for the change in terms of our recycling rates. And part of that is in terms of the products and what we're producing. Also then in terms of the consumption rates, Ireland has a very high consumption rate in terms of the products, the resources, the goods and services that we use, and we're among the highest in the EU. And then, as you say, in terms of the waste that we generate, that 14 million tonnes of waste in 2018. And some of it goes back then to, in terms of the reduction in our recycling, in terms of the product design itself, and then how we're disposing of our waste. And we see that in terms of waste characterisation studies that the Environmental Protection has carried out, that if you look in our household bins, we see that about 50% of what we are putting in our black bin, in our residual bin, could in fact be recycled or composted. And what we put in our commercial bin, about 70%. So it's quite a concern.
So what we're buying, how it's put together and how it's packaged and how much of it we're buying are the three things that you're kind of saying to me there. But also, do these 2018 figures have anything to do with the recycling companies redefining what could go into the green bin and what couldn't?
Indeed, what we do see is that we've had a reduction in the types of plastic waste in particular that in general in the material that can go into the bin, and in particular some of the plastic types that can go into the bin. And we see that about 66% of the plastics that are collected in our curbside bins are not widely recycled. So we'd very much be advocating for an expansion of that waste recycling list.
Have you kind of already told me what it is that we have to do in going rooting through our black bin for the stuff that could more correctly be going into the green bin?
That's part of it, in terms of, but it's across the whole product life cycle. So as a start, we should look at, do we need to be purchasing and consuming as much goods as we do in the first place? So to reduce that amount of waste as a starting point, as you say, to expand that scope of what can be recycled. But then it's also in terms of both the types of material and where we're putting it in our bin, but also in terms of how we are doing that. So that, you know, a phrase that's been around a long time is that clean, dry and loose. And that really does increase the value of the material that we put into our recycling bin. So that is very important. But also we see that waste companies themselves have a role in terms of educating us to make it clear for us to know what we should be putting in what bin. It can be quite confusing in terms of just a common colour scheme mm-hmm. for our bin, so we have that clarity. And then also in terms of labelling, so it can be very confusing for us all to know what bin a product should go in. It's hard sometimes to decipher the labelling that's on packaging. Is it recyclable in Ireland? It's widely recyclable. I don't understand what that particular symbol means. And people can get advice on that from mywaste.ie as a starting point.
Mary Frances Rochford, mywaste.ie, Mary Frances Rochford from the EPA, but that website, mywaste.ie. Thank you very much.